Today is Friday, April 19th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It is no secret how much I love my three dogs and how I would do anything for them, including take them to the vet literally anytime they might have the slightest complaint, which is why pet insurance has been the best investment I've made as a pet owner. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Jury selection for Donald Trump's trial has moved faster than expected, and yesterday ended with 12 jurors seated, as well as an alternate, while two who were chosen earlier this week were dismissed. One was dismissed because she had anti-Trump social media posts, which she had actually forgotten about, she says, and the other asked to be excused because people had already been able to figure out who she was based on media reporting. Perhaps that explains why the overseeing judge, Juan Marchand, ordered the media to not report any information about the jurors, such as where they work. Although there is currently a full jury, they are still selecting more alternates, an entire jury worth of them just in case. The next step is something known as a Sandoval hearing, can you believe it? Where the defendant, aka Donald, gets to hear all of the misconduct that the prosecution could have brought against him, that they could possibly question him about on cross-examination if he were to take the stand. I'm sure that will be a very short hearing. Over in another court, a federal judge rejected Donald's efforts to delay his civil cases for his attempts to overturn the election on January 6th. He's going to need a cheat sheet to keep track of all the court dates. Yesterday at the UN Security Council, the United States vetoed a resolution to accept Palestine as a full member of the UN. There were 12 out of 15 votes on the council in favor of the resolution, while the UK and Switzerland abstained. The U.S. representative at the meeting said that the vote does not mean that the U.S. is against recognizing a Palestinian state in theory, but that it should be a result of negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians and not a unilateral move by the U.N. And that according to U.S. law, if the resolution had passed, then the administration would have to defund the U.N., which it does not want to do. Never beating the imperialism accusations, are we? Yesterday at Columbia University, over 100 students were arrested at a pro-Palestinian protest after school officials called the NYPD. Did Eric Adams join the administration? So that they could respond to the demonstration and to dismantle a tent encampment that protesters had set up. The students were arrested for trespassing, among them the daughter of Representative Ilhan Omar, who, if I had to guess, is probably not the most angry a parent could be about their just-arrested college-age student. Maine state legislature has voted in favor of a major gun safety bill, which will implement a ban on bump stocks, a 72-hour waiting period on gun purchases, background checks on private gun sales, and it will criminalize the sale of firearms to someone who is prohibited from having a gun. The legislation also provides funding for gun violence prevention initiatives and for a new mental health crisis receiving center in Lewiston, Maine's second largest city, where a mass shooting took place last October, killing 18 people and injuring 13, and of course, traumatizing countless others. And finally for today, the entire Kennedy family, minus one, attended an event in Philadelphia yesterday where they enthusiastically endorsed President Biden's re-election against their own family member, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running on the spoiler ticket. By the way, that's just my name for it, not the actual technical party name. You never know with these wackos, though, do you? Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. And until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.